Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Amber Thurman story was a complete lie. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is really a sad story that came out last year in 2024. Amber Thurman lost her life, but it wasn't the reason they gave. I mean, she ended up losing her life, and it all started with an abortion.
And it started with an abortion pill. So what happened here is we're moving into the 2024 election. There were seven states that had abortion on the ballot, and there were also people running for local and national office, and certainly the presidential race, and abortion was being made a big centerpiece by some of its proponents. And so they made up this lie about Amber Thurman, a tragic situation, and they essentially said that in her home state of Iowa, a pro-life state, she couldn't get an abortion. And so consequently, since she couldn't get an abortion there, she died. And therefore, that's the reason why these abortion initiatives need to pass. That's why abortion needs to be permissible in all these different states, and why you need to elect politicians who support abortion. Well, what happened here is she did die, and she did die from an abortion. But it wasn't because of her state's law, and it wasn't because she couldn't get an abortion. She died because the FDA lowered the threshold for getting the abortion pill mifepristone.
Yeah, and that's what they don't talk about, you know, is that these abortion pills, they go home, they take them without a doctor's supervision, they easily can bleed to death. And in her case, she ended up getting infected because all of the baby did not leave her body, and that eventually killed her.
Yeah, so it was an abortion that killed her,
right?
Not the lack of an abortion.
Right.
And so in Amber Thurman's case, she was 9 weeks pregnant with twins, by the way, when she decided to end the life of her unborn children. Abortion pills are killing mothers and their children. The abortion cocktail is so dangerous that for 20 years, the FDA required, one, that a doctor administer the death-dealing drugs in person, and two, that the drugs not be given to women who are more than 7 weeks pregnant, and three, that an in-person physical examination occur after taking the pills to ensure that the drugs had not burst the woman's fallopian tubes, all hemorrhaging had stopped, and the dead baby had left the mother's womb without infection.
It's so sad because, you know, if she hadn't have done that, if she hadn't taken that pill, she would be happy, healthy today and have two beautiful twins in her life. But, you know, I think about Abby Johnson. She was the one that made the movie, the Unplanned movie. She was a manager at a Planned Parenthood. She said that she had a couple of abortions before her life turned around to Christ, but one of those was an abortion pill, and she said she almost bled to death because of that.
Yeah, and so the FDA, under the Biden administration and before that the Obama administration, but recently the Biden administration, waived the in-person dispensation requirements, allowing abortionists to mail the drugs to women, even in pro-life states where abortion is restricted. The out-of-state doctors gave the pills when she was 9 weeks pregnant, and there was no follow-up visit with the prescribing doctor, no in-person visit at all. So the abortion cocktail that Amber Thurman took contains two drugs, mifepristone, which kills the baby, and misoprostol, which is supposed to eliminate the baby from the mother's womb. But it doesn't always work. What often happens instead is that the baby dies, but tiny parts of the body, and in Amber's case, babies' bodies, they didn't leave the womb. She had two babies in her womb. So she thought she had an abortion, and she aborted some of the baby body parts, but some of the dead baby body parts stayed in her womb, and they decayed inside her womb. She became infected with bacteria from the rotting corpse within her womb. It causes massive infection and often irreversible sepsis, infection of the blood, and death of the mother. And this is how the abortion pill kills mothers and their children. So this is exactly what happened to Amber Thurman, because Amber received the drugs from an out-of-state abortion doctor or even an in-state abortion doctor. They don't require in-person visits, so they just do it by telemed. And they never examine the person, and they never follow up. And this is because the FDA lowered the standards so that they could push abortion, particularly during COVID.
And, you know, in 2024, it was very disappointing. The high court could have ruled against the FDA and required these stricter rules for these abortion pills. They didn't do that. However, that keeps the door open for us to fight against that again.
Yeah, and it'll come back. They didn't do it because they said the doctors did not have a direct injury that were bringing the lawsuit. And I can understand that from a legal standpoint. But there is a case that's ongoing where the states have filed suit, and they clearly have a direct injury, I believe. And so that issue will percolate back up to the United States Supreme Court. It'll just take, unfortunately, longer. In the meantime, people like Amber Thurman are going to die. That's a sad tragedy. In this case, Amber Thurman suffered at home for 5 days. She did not seek emergency medical help until she was already vomiting blood and had become riddled with sepsis. The young woman waited too long to seek help 5 days after taking the drug. The 28-year-old had her heart stop, and she died of septic shock from the decay of the deceased unborn children that were still stuck within her womb.
But you know, this story, as sad as it is a reminder. You cannot allow the pro-abortionist to, you know, communicate their lies to the public to try to think that abortion is a good thing, that it helps women, that it's reproductive health care. This is an example. It's not any of those.
Well, and this was ProPublica that pushed out some of this information. And ProPublica wants you to believe that she died of a miscarriage.
Well, no.
That was not true. She died of a miscarriage, and she wasn't able to get an abortion because doing the suction after a miscarriage would be considered abortion. False.
And a miscarriage is not an abortion.
A miscarriage is not. And what you have sometimes is referred to as a spontaneous abortion, but it's not under the law classified as an abortion in these pro-life states. So if you have a miscarriage, then you can go to a facility and you can make sure the body parts, because that's serious consequence, are removed. That's not an abortion. And that's what ProPublica wanted you to believe, that she had a miscarriage, but she couldn't go to get the contents of the baby removed because it was a pro-life state. False. She ultimately had the abortion pill. And if they had said that, that would be a whole different narrative. But they used this story and they created a big lie to push their amendments and also to push pro-abortion candidates.
And that's because the major media is a mouthpiece for the abortion industry. And you see the amounts of dollars they're making in Planned Parenthood, and all of those with their hands in the pockets of the abortion industry are making tons of money, and they don't want this to be stopped.
That's right. And, you know, these publications that came out and pushed this lie, they ought to come back and apologize. They ought to go back and write a corrective story because they are causing harm. I remember, for example, when we were fighting Amendment 4, the extreme abortion amendment in Florida, the Planned Parenthood pro-abortion advocates of Amendment 4, they were putting forth all kinds of lies on television about what the existing laws do, and they were false. So much so that Governor Ron DeSantis and the various agencies of healthcare administration in the state of Florida had to come out and threaten that they better stop these lies, and also the television station stop airing these lies because they are putting people in danger.
Right. That's what it takes, speaking out against this.
So we need to continue to set the standard of truth, but we also need to develop a culture of life such that someone would not even think about this even if they have situations where they think it's beyond their control, life is always the better choice.
And there's so many options, too.
There's so many options available. Like in Florida just alone, 167 crisis pregnancy centers, and those numbers continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
There's new ones opening all the time.
There's adoption. There's help for mothers that feel like they're all, you know, in all by themselves.
I encourage you to have this issue addressed and have resources and support in your churches and in your community. We need to, as we move forward, make sure that everyone understands and appreciates a culture of life. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.